Thank you, Mr. Chair. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me thank you for the opportunity to address this high-level conference. At its special session, which it held on 22nd of May, the Human Rights Council, the 47 governments of the Human Rights Council, requested the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Mrs. Louise Arbour, and myself to attend this conference and to convey a message to this summit. The special session which the Human Rights Council convened on the right to food was the first one ever to focus on a thematic issue. The Human Rights Council called this crisis a serious threat to the realization of the right to food for all, and it adopted by consensus a resolution affirming the importance of taking into account the right to adequate food in the current answers to the crisis. Why is this so? Why is it important? Why did the Human Rights Council convene this special session and adopt this resolution? I believe there are four reasons for doing this, and I'd like to emphasize them in the context of this presentation. First of all, the answers to the crisis should not be purely humanitarian, nor should they be purely focused on macroeconomic dimensions of the crisis. It should be addressed as a human rights issue. We should move from the idea that we should ensure that the hungry are fed and that food security be ensured from the idea that there's a right for each individual to adequate food. And the first consequence of this is that international assistance and cooperation is a duty for all states who not only have to help in situations of crisis, natural disasters, but also have to create an international framework which enables the development of national strategies for the fulfillment of the right to food. Secondly, the right to adequate food has specific institutional implications which are absent, I have to say, from both the draft declaration, which will be adopted shortly, and from the comprehensive framework for action, which is proposed for approval. The institutional implications of the right to adequate food are, in particular, the establishment of governance mechanisms ensuring monitoring of the situation of the right to food on the territory, coordination between different branches of government, accountability with a clear allocation of responsibilities, and adequate participation of civil society organizations and all stakeholders in the definition of these national strategies. The governance, rule of law, monitoring approaches, this governance dimension is absent from our discussions, and I believe that the right to food has something to contribute to these solutions. Thirdly, we all agree that we need to reinvest massively in agriculture. There's a shared diagnosis that we need to boost the productivity of agriculture by a new Marshall Plan, particularly for sub-Saharan Africa and the agriculture there. But how to do this is not explicitly addressed. And I would like to emphasize that the FAO voluntary guidelines to support the progressive realization of the right to adequate food in the context of national food security, which is a document the General Council of the FAO adopted in 2004, as well as the International Assessment on Agricultural Science and Technology for Development, the result of 3 years of work by 400 experts working on food and agriculture, define very clearly the need to focus on smallhold farming, the need to develop sustainable forms of agriculture in order to meet the challenges we are facing. And again, I would emphasize the need to take into account this international assessment in developing ideas for the future. Fourthly and finally, the private sector has an important contribution to make. But we should not neglect the fact that in the sector of agriculture, the private sector is highly concentrated, and smallhold farmers in particular are not in an equal bargaining position with other major actors. The power agribusiness corporations exercise implies responsibilities, and smallhold farmers must be organized. Governance issues must be addressed in order to be able to interact with them and not to be merely price takers in the global markets. Now, we are all tired. My time is finished. And I would like to ask you one last thing, though, is to ask yourself what invoking the human right to adequate food could contribute in identifying the adequate answers to the current crisis. For the Human Rights Council, for your governments, I will continue to monitor developments, particularly the implementation of the Comprehensive Framework for Action, in order to ensure that from this crisis, something positive can emerge, a global food policy that complies in all its dimensions with the human right to adequate food. Thank you.